Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman month in February. Your subscriptions and donations, most generous, because we need explanations of some very important equipment, observatory equipment, big astronomy, that one hand is good news, the other hand, question mark. Bob, a very good evening to you. Chandra, what is Chandra? And safe mode, you've taught me, is not an emergency, but why safe mode now? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Now, Chandra is the is one of the great observatories that NASA launched during the 90s and early aughts. Hubble was one, Chandra was another, Compton, Gamma Ray Observatory was the third, and then Spitzer was the fourth. And Chandra has been in orbit since 1999, and it's now been on an extended mission through 2025. It has, over its life, had a few scattered issues. It's had to go to a backup computer at one point when it was out of commission, and then another time one of its gyros failed. And like Hubble, as those gyros fail, it'll be of more and more limited use. But right now it's in pretty good shape, except about a week, last week it experienced a sudden loss of power that caused its engineers to put the science instruments on the telescope into safe mode. It's got four instruments. Now, they say that the telescope itself is still operating well, but the science instruments are shut off. And that's all we know right now. They're investigating why it lost power, and we'll have to see how that goes. I've been told by their people that we'll have an update probably next week. And so that's best we can say. It is extended mission to 25. It would be a tragedy if they lose it now, because the hope would be that it could be doing observations in conjunction with both Webb and Hubble. It's been doing it with Hubble, but to add Webb to that mix would be great. And have it go out just before Hubble, before Webb becomes operational, would be a tragedy, John.
It is called the Imaging X-ray Polarimetry Explorer, shortened in an unpronounceable IXPE. But it is a space telescope, and it is right now at a landmark for its life. What is IXPE, and what do we see in the first light, Bob?
All right, IXPE is an X-ray telescope like Chandra, but unlike Chandra, it's designed to observe the polarization of X-rays, in other words, their orientation in space, which essentially is telling you the magnetic field of an object, because the X-rays will be oriented along the magnetic field lines. And so this is an X-ray telescope that's optimized to tell you about the magnetic fields of, deep space objects that are interesting. So the first image I have on board is the IXPE image of Cassiopeia A, which is a supernova remnant, one of the more spectacular ones in space. And in fact, it was the first object that Chandra took an image of. And at the pressure link, they actually have an image combining both the Chandra image with the IXPE image to show you how they compare. I just showed the IXPE image because it's kind of interesting. And so that's now that it received its first light, which means it's operating. And it's going to begin science operations. And once again, this is a kind of supplement to Chandra, and I guess astronomers might be able to use it to be a slight replacement. But to be honest, it would be better if it was working in conjunction with both Chandra and Webb and Hubble. And so it's a shame that Chandra is at risk right now.
Safe mode is not the end of the trail, as you've taught me, so I'm going to wait for better news. We go to an achievement by the UAE. UAE is in the news everywhere because of the Abraham Accords, because of a visit by the president of Turkey who's making peace after 10 years. And so perhaps it's their Mars program, Bob. What am I looking at, this image that you have on your website?
Yes, they the UAE has its Al Amal orbiter, which means hope in English, around Mars now from about a year, and they released new images last week, and I posted the more recent of the two global images. Al Amal is designed to orbit from a distance, and therefore it gives you global weather pictures of Mars, and it's basically designed to study the meteorology and weather of the planet, and so. That weather includes, of course, dust storms. And so it's dust storms season in the northern, in the equatorial regions. And and so it posted this image showing what it was like 6 months ago and what it's like now with dust storms. And the picture is actually covering part of Mars where Perseverance is. So I annotated their image to show the major features that are visible. And Perseverance is location in Jezero Crater, and you can see the dust storm that's covering the equatorial regions. And to make it clearer, I included a picture from Perseverance taken at about the same time showing the haziness in the atmosphere. Now, these dust storms on Mars, we have to remind people, they are not as portrayed in the movie The Martian. They can't fling things about, physical objects, very easily, and they certainly can't throw sharp objects into your body and kill you. It is a very thin atmosphere. It's only a thousandth of Earth's. And so the dust, all the dust really does is create haziness and reduce maybe the amount of light that gets to the surface. Those are the main things that happen, John.
Is that true color, Bob, the pink-reddish?
According to my understanding, that is an attempt at true color. Now, obviously, there's artifacts, and some of it's a guess, but supposedly, yes, that's the true color. And this is during a hazy period, and so it's very pinkish and reddish, yes. Remember, the dust on Mars is very reddish, and so that produces this look.
It is the red planet. We go to China looking to prepare for its ambition to capture a colony, to occupy a colony on the moon. They're practicing lunar orbital maneuvers. With what, Bob?
Well, they had a lunar sample return mission called Chang'e 5 about a year and a half ago, and it was composed of a orbiter, a descent and ascent capsule, and then a sample return capsule. And all the pieces have basically either returned to Earth or on the moon or crashed on the moon, except for the orbiter portion. And the orbiter portion, they have over the last year been slowly maneuvering it outward from the moon to a new orbit, a very high orbit that is retrograde. It goes in the opposite direction of the moon's rotation, but it also goes back and forth between two of the Lagrange points around the moon, the ones that's between the Earth and the moon, and the one that's on the opposite side of the moon. And it basically moves between those two positions in orbit. This is a position that could, these are two positions, and this orbit could be useful for future spacecraft. In fact, NASA's Artemis program wants to use it. Well, they using it as a test probe. They're using this the remains of this probe as a test program to basically play around with lunar orbital maneuvers, so that in the future, later probes their engineers will know how to use these kind of orbits. And that just indicates, once again, they are determined to continue their exploration and settlement of the moon, John. There's no doubt about it.
Bob, they're preparing for a landing, for a series of landings. Is that what this maneuver is about?
No, well, this maneuver has to do with being able to put things like an orbital station around the moon, satellites, communication satellites in orbit around the moon, such as all of those that can help relay information from the far side, satellites that could possibly provide communications to the north and south poles where the real estate of value is located. And so they are just learning what they need to learn to have a very robust lunar colony. And this is standard procedure if you are serious about this kind of thing.
We head to the surface of the planet Mars. This is an image, an alien planet image from Curiosity. You will remember before Perseverance grabbed our attention, Curiosity is the master of wandering through these hills. And I'm looking again, Bob, at a landscape that's, what, I don't have an analogy for this. You, how do we describe this?
It's Mars. It's not Earth. It's not Venus. It's not the moon. It's Mars. And Mars is its own planet. And it's what we're getting to see, though, for the first time with Curiosity, is real landscape. You know, most landers and rovers that have arrived on foreign planets up to now have generally landed in flat, safe terrain. So the views have not been that tremendously spectacular. Well, Curiosity is now moving into really spectacular terrain as it climbs Mount Sharp in Gale Crater. And so the pictures there are regularly beautiful and spectacular, and I post them pretty regularly on Behind the Black. So this most recent one, Curiosity is now climbing uphill out of Maria Gordon Notch, this rocky valley it's been in for the last 2 months. And it's moving out onto what they call the Greenhoo pediment. And this pediment is, it had looked at this pediment about 2 years ago. It had climbed up, looked over it, and then retreated away from it because it's an extremely rocky and broken terrain that would be very difficult to travel over. But they're going to try to travel over it from a different direction, and they're moving up to it. And as they moved up, they turned the navigation cameras back to look behind them and took some really nice pictures. So I put together a mosaic of two of them to show what the mountain view looks like at this location. And it's pretty cool. And you're looking across at a barren terrain. There is no life, lots of rocks, lots of geology, and quite spectacular. You can see Mount Sharp in the distance. They are still a little less than 13,000 feet below the peak, and even though they've climbed about 1,700 feet since landing 10 years ago. So it's just, you know, I got a map showing where they intend to go, and it's just, you know, this is the future. This is a much more interesting rover right now, doing much more interesting science than Perseverance. And it's a shame that the press doesn't realize this on staying on Curiosity, because their work right now is much more interesting than anything Perseverance is presently doing.
An image of the surface of Mars taken December 7th of last year shows what would on Earth appear to be the bottom of a dried up lake. What am I looking at, Bob?
Well, this could be dried mud. It has the cracked mud look of, you know, polygons that you see when mud starts to dry and contracts and cracks. But I think it's more likely we're looking at cracking and eroding or sublimating away ice. This picture is, and there's a circle in the image that I posted that suggests a buried crater as well, and the cracks are basically showing you the below-ground topography. It's located at a high latitude, about 42 degrees, which puts it in the glacier bands on Mars, so you'd expect to see ice here. Why this ice is sublimating away, though, is a mystery, because in most places in those bands, the ice seems to be very stable. It is not generally sublimating away, and that's the mystery. But it's a very cool image, John, because it's a flat plane with lots of polygonic-like cracks in it. It's very cool.
Bob Zimmerman. It's Happy Birthday Bob Zimmerman Month. Your subscriptions and donations, wonderfully welcome. We're headed to Space Engineering. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. MODO offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at MODO. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
MODO is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.